To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It has arrived. It's Friday, news listeners, and time, of course, for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 8th of April, 2022. Got the best technology news for you, and we'll get you caught up on it right now in about 5 minutes. Well, the Play Store is cracking down, at least on outdated apps. No word yet on malware. That's right, Google's preparing to limit the availability of outdated apps on the Play Store. This is all going to start November 1st of this year. And basically, this means that all existing apps in the store, Google's saying to them, you should be aiming to get an API level within 2 years of the latest major Android OS release. There are a couple of things to take note, however, that restrictions will only apply when a device is running a version of Android more recent than the app's API level. Meaning if you're using an older version of Android, you'll still be able to download apps made with their old version of Android in mind. And also for developers out there, some good news for you too. Apparently Google will let you apply for a 6-month extension if their software won't be ready in time. Edge users out there on Windows 11, were you having some upgrade problems? Well, apparently Microsoft has fixed those now. As you might remember, Microsoft recently introduced the compatibility hold to prevent certain people from upgrading to Windows 11. That safeguard was actually put there after there was an issue that was discovered that saw some Edge users losing data that they'd actually stored in Internet Explorer 11. Apparently all those problems have now went away. That means Windows 11 version 2.1H2 will now be offered as an update to more Windows 10 users. Now, if you think you can just hop on in and grab your updates now, yeah, hold on a second. According to Microsoft, if there are no other safeguards that affect your device, which there could be, you would have no way of knowing currently. Isn't that nice? But saying that there isn't, it still will take about 48 hours before the update to Windows 11 is actually offered to you. So hitting refresh and refresh and refresh, yeah, it won't do anything. And since today's a Friday, yeah, 48 hours, that puts it on a Monday. Yay! I don't recommend doing anything with Windows on a Monday. Personal experience. Hey, users from 2017 still using that iPhone model, particularly ones that your Face ID, yeah, went kaput on. Well, Apple says, okay, they're going to add the iPhone X True Depth Camera Repair option, as long as it doesn't involve replacing the whole device. Yeah, there's always a catch. Now, of course, that service option for True Depth Camera, it only went as far as 2018 iPhone XS and newer models. That's all because the Face ID component, yeah, it's pretty difficult to repair. In fact, even Apple says it's fairly complex. And granted, dealing with a repair with a broken Face ID, usually meant to swap the whole device with a whole new refurbished replacement. So, as long as your phone looks to be in good nick, and Apple of course deems it so, you should be able to get your Face ID working again. And finally, get ready to pull out some Zuck Bucks. If you think I'm making this up, I'm really not. It's long past April Fool's Day. According to the folks at Meta, yeah, the people that pretty much own our souls, they have an idea for digital currency. No, not cryptocurrency, digital currency. Seems Meta is leaning towards introducing an in-app token that will be centrally controlled by the company. And that currency being, yes, Zuck Bucks. Now, how this would work is similar to those ones that are used for gaming apps, say something like Robux. And Meta's hoping to try and emulate some of that success on its own platforms. Of course, this is also harking back to the basically failed cryptocurrency that Meta was trying to put together and has recently been put on the back burner. I mean, way back burner. It's not officially dead yet, but Zuck Bucks could kill it. That is, if the project moves forward. As you guessed, it's just an idea right now. If you got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network is your home for the best podcasts on the planet. Well, at least we think so. Come on over to britishtechnetwork.com and check out all of our shows today. We got the Mac Show over there, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and of course the News Show too. We're also, of course, at social media places, Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join the BTN community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the weekend. But until then, hope you have yourself a great Friday. Have a fantastic weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the News Show.